Blog Talk Radio.
Starting the show just a little bit earlier than usual. You know, we normally start at 8 p.m., but I decided, you know, today is a special day, and I am celebrating my little sister's birthday, so I wanted to get a quickie in. You know, I didn't want to leave you all hanging and not talk to you a little bit about some unleashing, and so I'm making this a quick show, a quickie. And I decided to put together just a little tidbit as far as what you can do in the bedroom with your partner and, you know, share your experiences with me. So it's only a 30-minute show, but I think we can get some information in there. So if you have any comments or questions, feel free to call in. The number is 657-383-0398. Again, the number is 657-383-0398. And what we're doing, we're talking about unleashing with candle wax. So this is all about sensory play. So for those of you who are not familiar with the terminology, sensory play is basically where you play with your sensations, you know. So whether it's touching, whether it's sound, taste, all of that stuff, you're feeling. So we are, and of course, smelling. So all of these things can arouse your partner, and we want to ignite some of those senses by taking one of the aspects of foreplay in bedroom play with your partner, and that is with candle wax. Now, I know you're probably thinking, like, candle wax, you know, that's hot. I know, that's hot. You know, that won't feel too good. It's hot. But there's a method to the madness. There are some tricks and techniques that you can use to make sure that no one is sent to the emergency room. Okay, that's not what we're trying to do. That's not sexy at all. So sensory play. So we're going to ignite our senses with some hot candle wax. And using just candle wax is just one element as far as sensory play. I mean, you can use any other methods to arouse your partner through senses when it comes to touch. And it can be, of course, from spanking, that's touch, right? It can be from flogging. It can be from, you know, using feathers, using some type of metal like a cold spoon. There are so many different elements, right, and different materials that you can use to enhance your bedroom play. And I figured, well, let's use candle wax to start off with sensory play. And because that's a very intricate, very delicate situation and a delicate sensation when it comes to playing with your partner, and you want to make sure that everything is done safely. So why use candle wax? Why not? Why not? It's a very creative way to play with your partner. It's very it can be very artistic. You know, you can really get some cool things out of the cool experiences when it comes to that. It's very thrilling to me. You know, think about it. I mean, if you are the receiving end, there's that anticipation. You know, especially if you're blindfolded and you're anticipating the drip of the wax into your skin, you don't know when it's going to come. Even if you are not blindfolded, you are still anticipating, like, okay, let me prepare myself. You know, I see it coming, and, you know, it happens. So, you know, there's some pros and cons to using candle wax. You know, like it being messy, that's fine. I mean, sex can be messy, and I mean, just the after effect of having a really good session, and you look around your room or your home, and it's just a mess. But it's a pleasant mess because you had some fun making that mess. But the cleanup part, yeah, maybe it's not so sexy, but still, using candle wax can also be, of course, warm, the heat, right? Therapeutic is great for tight muscles and relaxing your joints. Yeah, it is. So, you know, why not include that into your bedroom play? You know, you're coming home from an intense workout, and then your partner says, you know, let me spoil you, let me give you something special. And instead of just like the regular massage, you know, you use some candle wax, so you can also get that relief too. So it works in both ends, right? If you're using a certain type of candle wax, it can also be used as a massage, element. So we will talk about that as well, so you know what type of candles to use when you massage your partner with it, all right? So there are types of sensation play that we should discuss. the temperature and just the sensual and the sexual part, if you're doing this, try not to make it just a 5-minute situation. I mean, you've already got a lit candle and you have to give it time to melt, especially if it's a brand new or if it's a candle that have not been used in a while. So, you know, candles have to melt down a little bit so you can drip it onto your partner's skin. So that's going to take some time. So give yourself about 30 to maybe even an hour, 30 minutes to an hour to engage in this sensory play. Great benefits in this. This is really, I have a lot of fun. I have a lot of fun with this. And because, you know, you're stepping out of the box. You're not doing the traditional, you know, hey, baby, let me just massage you. Let me go ahead and get this, you know, this oil out the cabinet. You know, you're actually using something that you would not normally use. You use it to, you know, freshen up your place. But stepping out of the box, and this is like a crazy and it's a creative element. You know, this is the playful side of your relationship. You know, take heed and do it, you know. Now, the person who's receiving it, the only thing that you need to do is just enjoy the ride. Just enjoy it all. So you have to stay still, all right? So that's pretty sexy because if the person who is pouring the candle wax on you, they're telling you to be still. They're actually restraining you. So this is good. You know, you're getting that restraint element in there. So think about that. Now, there are some guidelines so you and your partner could be safe. You don't want to blow anything up, catch anything on fire, and then you end up on the news somewhere, okay? And I'm speaking lightly about it, but I'm also being serious about this. So there are some safety guidelines you need to know. So you're playing with fire, okay? That's just a given. So when you're playing with it, you want to be careful because you will get burned. You do not want to burn yourself. You do not want to burn your partner. That's not a good look. It's not sexy. And it's definitely a killjoy. And I'm sure no one would get an orgasm out of that. So you just make sure that you are not burned, okay? Now, another safety feature. Do not pour wax onto the face. Leave the face shot for something else, okay? Do not use it on the face. I would say if you're going to use pour wax, do it below the collarbone. Do it below the collarbone. Avoid the face, please. Another spot that may be off limits would be your nipples, very sensitive, right? So the nipple area is very, the skin around the nipple area is very thin, very sensitive. So obviously they can burn easily. So to avoid being burned in that area, you know, ladies, you can do something kind of real sexy and burlesque-like and have like some pasties covering your nipple area, so just to make it safe but sexy. You know, or you can just simply have like a cloth right across it, just as a peekaboo type thing. So play around with something that will protect you, but still keep that sexy element going. Please, we're going to talk about the type of candles to use. So please take note of this because it's very important. Whether it's you or your partner, before you pour it into your partner, test the temperature out. Make sure it's not too hot, okay? So whether you dip your finger in, but make sure it's not scalding, okay? So as always, communicate with your partner. Communicate, make sure they're comfortable with it. So establish that trust between the two of you and establish that communication, all right? Here are a couple of things that you need to make sure you have or have not been aware of. Avoid tea lights. You know, those little small you know, that you may see at Walgreens, those little tiny tea lights, avoid those. Avoid the beeswax candles, avoid the tapers, the pillars, avoid those candles. They're no good. These all burn too hot. So avoid candles that have glitter in them, all right? What's glitter made out of? Glitter is made out of metal or is made out of plastic, which burns. So you don't want to use any type of candle that has glitter in them. What's another safety feature? Avoid candles with metal discs at the bottom. You know, you see a lot of those. So these hold the wicks in place, but they can burn the skin very easily. And if they drop out of that candle and hit your skin, that's the cause for a divorce or a breakup or a fight. So you don't want to do that. So also avoid most scented candles. You know, it's all nice and pretty and everything. You want to smell like lavender or coconut or vanilla and stuff like that. But stay away from that, all right? Try to avoid those scented candles. Those oils in the candles, they heat everything up and they make it too hot. So you don't want to do that. My suggestion, my favorite, instead of using candle wax, I actually use soy candles. Perfect. Soy wax are the best. It's what I go to. I don't want to eat anything else around me on my skin. I use soy candles. Why? If you get these candles, soy candles also act as a double feature, meaning not only do they, you know, light up the room, but once they melt, pour it onto your partner's skin, you can use it as a massage oil. Awesome. So you just massage into the skin. It's natural. So it's good for your skin. So, and it doesn't get too hot. So that's the difference between soy candles and then the regular candle wax. The candle wax, you know, once it hits the skin, then it, you know, it gets cold and then it has that, all that residue, and then you're peeling off like you're, you know, some type of sculpture. But with soy candles, you don't get that at all. So that would be my suggestion if you guys want to test out the candles. Get some soy candles, and it would say on the container, on the box or the glass, whatever, soy. So let me know how that works for you. So we all know wax could get messy. It can splash. It can stain. It gets stuck in places. Lord, if you're hairy, it's going to get stuck there, and you're just not going to be happy about it. So if you decide to use regular candles, then I would suggest that you get an old sheet or a towel and lay it over whatever furniture piece or floor, if you decide to get on the floor, or a tarp or something that you want to lay out, and use that. But if you use soy wax, this obviously can be massaged into the skin, so you're not wasting it. And if anything spills, the wonderful thing about it is that it can be washed off with soap and water. That's it. That's all. So, like I said before, you want to have communication with your partner. So make sure that you communicate with your partner what places they are sensitive about. So if they have an allergic reaction or they have a bruise somewhere that's very sensitive and they say this is a no-go zone, respect that. So, and like I said, when it comes to nipples are very sensitive because the skin in that area is very thin. So you want to make sure that you avoid the nipples and also avoid the face. You don't want to hit the face. No face shots, please. So those are some tips for you. So make sure you test out the wax on your own hand before you pour it onto your partner. Don't go out there and just start splashing it and throwing it all over the place. And when you do it slowly. All right? So you go for it by just pouring it slowly. Don't just, you know, like you're pouring a glass of water. Pour it slowly on your partner like you're pouring a cup of tea, hot tea. Right? You take your time because you don't want to splash all over the place. So that's something you can do. And those are just some quick tips for you. So when you need to clean up as part of your session, if you decide to use candle wax, I would say here are some tools that you can use to clean that mess up. You can use, of course, get some paper towels. Get a spatula to wipe off the wax off your lover's skin. So you get a, you know, get a plastic spatula. Yeah, I'm serious. Get a plastic spatula and just start peeling that off of your lover's skin. So some people, you know, they may say just do it bit by bit. It's totally up to you, the comfort level, or you do it at the same time. But I'm sure that, you know, you can kind of add that as an aftercare when you're pouring it on and then taking it off. But do not wash the wax off in the shower, because it would definitely mess up your plumbing. That's something you need to know. Just like when you use certain oils, right? You don't dump the oil into your sink because it will clog up your plumbing. So it's the same with wax. So those are some important tips that you should know, right? What's another thing? Well, you know, with this wax situation, after you have played with your partner with the wax, their body temperature is already warm, so they are already aroused. So you've already had your foreplay. Now you can go into some unleashing. You can get into some unleashing. Do anybody have any questions out there or comments? Please, you can send me a text. You can inbox me on Facebook, Unleash Your Inhibitions, with any questions or comments. Or you can call in. I can take a call or two before this show ends. The number to call in is area code 657-383-0398. Give me a question or a comment or share a quick experience with me. I'm all for it. I want to know. I want to know what you do. What do you use? Do you use regular candle wax or do you use soy candles? Whatever you use, use it. If you've never tried this method of sensory play, it's really cool. I think everyone should try this at least once, or try it twice, just in case you're not too sure about the first time. But try it twice, and I'm telling you, it's something that it's like a different level. I think a different level of intimacy, because now you're adding other elements into the bedroom play. And it's shared, and I think it's relaxing, because I like my body to be warm. So candles that melted on my skin, that's going to feel so good, especially with his strong hands massaging it into my body. Oh, my goodness. I should just end this show now and just go ahead and get some soy candles. But I'm serious. So make sure that do not use candles with glitter, because it's made of metal. What else? Do not pour wax into the nipple area. Do not pour wax into the face. Stay below the collarbone. And if you use just the regular candle wax that, you know, clumps up and everything, then make sure you have some type of fabric or a tarp or something that's laid out so you can protect your furniture or your flooring, because it will get messy. And make sure that you test out the temperature before you pour it onto your partner. And also remember, when you pour it onto your partner's skin, you do it slowly. Take your time. So if you decide that you're going to have your partner lay on her stomach, she's laying on her stomach, that way she doesn't see it, which can be really exciting. So she's anticipating, but she doesn't know when it's going to come. And you start from the top of her spine, like behind her neck, and just drip the candle wax, soy candle, if you're like me, down the middle of her spine, nice and slow, and just keep going all the way down to her ass. And then you get to her ass, and then there's that floor camera. You can massage that oil on her back, her shoulder blades, her booty. And then you can take it, if you have more melted candle, then do the back of her legs, going straight down to her feet. So now you're giving her nice leg massages. So you're massaging her thighs, and then you're getting down to her feet. That's when you give her that nice foot massage. And if you have a foot fetish, if you love her feet, then you can massage her. And the sword candle, like I said, it's good for your body. It's good for your skin. It's a natural element. So you can taste it. You can taste it. And, you know, you can suck her toes with the oil. Ta-da! And, you know, if you happen to get in her hair, depending on, you know, how she got her hairstyle, then that's fine, too. Give her a nice scalp massage, you know, because by then it'd be warm. It's not going to be, like, hot, 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 but it'd be nice and warm. And like I said, soy candle does not get scalding hot, no matter how you look at it. It's not going to get scalding hot unless you just, you know, all of a sudden just got a blowtorch. But the regular candles, they get hot. They will burn if you are not careful. You have to test the temperature out. So you dip your finger in it to make sure the temperature is not too hot for that person, okay? It's really, really important because it will burn their skin. But back to soy candles. Like I said, it's a double dose of pleasure. You use it to drip it on their body, and then you can massage it. Ladies, if you massage your man with the soy candle, same deal. You know, you can give him a nice massage, whether it's frontal or from the back. And, yes, it can be used on the penis. So I would suggest that you pour it onto their abdomen, on their stomach area, that belly button. You can massage it, your hand. You're going to start massaging it on their stomach, and then use your hands. Your hands will be nice and warm and melt it from the soy, and you can give them a hand job. And, you know, then let your hands and mouth do the rest. So using those tricks and techniques for sensory play, I think it works very well with partners. So have a partner that you can trust and communicate and have some fun with that. All right. So, like I said, this is just a quickie. I just wanted to do a 30-minute show to give you something to play with for the weekend. All right. So we will keep having little quickies in between so you can all stay abreast. And I'm going to stay on the topic of sensory play. So I will talk to you more about sensory play. And you're going to go into breath play, all right? Breath play will be awesome. So stay tuned. I will listen in for your calls, and talk to you again. Real quick, Unleash Your Inhibitions is on Facebook, and Unleash Your Inhibitions is on WordPress, so check out my blog, and I will talk to you soon. Take care of each other. I keep taking care of you. Disobeyed you. Now I'm
you come.